A new government report shows that the suicide rate among middle-aged New Yorkers shot up 42% in a decade. That's far outpacing the 28% increase seen among peers nationwide. The report was released yesterday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It looked at rates of suicide among 35 to 64-year-olds from 1999 to 2010. Dr. Eric Kane is chair of the psychiatry department at the University of Rochester Medical Center, and Dr. Kane joins us now to further discuss the CDC's latest findings. Dr. Kane, thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Beth. How are you?
The CDC says suicides in New York went from 8.3 to 11.7 per 100,000 residents in the last decade. How startling is that figure to you?
Well, it's very disturbing. It's not a surprise in some ways because they had an interim report in 2007 that wasn't laid out state by state, but certainly showed that the suicide rate in the middle years of life had dramatically increased going back to 1999. This confirms that and extends it because, in fact, that rate of increase accelerated with the economic decline that started in 2007 and 2008. New York is still lower than the national average, and that's a good thing to say. But it's certainly clear that our state, like many, 38 other states, there are 39 in all, that experienced this type of increase. And it's really quite distressing. The middle years population, the 35 to 64, was really hit by the brunt of the economic recession. And we know for the last 50 or 60 years, they've really been absolutely a long series of studies. So we know that economic decline, economic hardship is associated with subsequent increases in suicide. Now, this is not just among the unemployed, because actually the base is much larger for people who are employed, and it's really clear that economic hardship may mean your house going underwater in terms of the mortgage. It can mean one of the members of the family losing a job. And think of this as climate as opposed to weather. I mean, the climate changed. People were under much greater distress. It isn't going to explain, the last days of someone's life, but it can explain all the things many of the things that lead to the friction and the tension and the hardship that people experience. There probably is another explanation as well, and it's slightly different, which is this is the baby boomer generation. I can speak as one of them. And this generation has carried a higher rate of depression and suicide throughout its movement up the age ladder. And it's, disturbing because it may foretell a future where there's even more suicide among people as they pass into their late 60s and 70s and 80s, because that's a time, certainly among white men, where suicide is very high. And it's important to say that these increases were related to whites, both men and women, and American Indian and Alaskan Native. Some groups like African Americans and Hispanics really didn't have the same brunt of increase.
Is difficulty accessing mental health services also a possible contributor here?
It's absolutely. And clearly we've seen what you might call a teardown in the way of access to mental health services. The state of New York has cut back funding. Local insurers, although parity came along, local insurers actually reduced what they were paying to the PhDs and the social workers and the family therapists. Well, they don't allow family therapists on their panel, in fact. Psychiatrists, for example, still have the same reimbursement rates, but there are relatively few of them. And they tend to do these days more of the psychopharmacology, but the access to general services or to clinic services. Clinics have long waiting lists now. And insurers and employers have encouraged these high deductible plans. And if someone has a deductible of $2,000 or $3,000, they're often not going to seek mental health services. It's not the same thing as the acute pain of the broken arm. So, we're really, we've put people in a very, very difficult situation, and we're seeing suicide being the top of that iceberg. It isn't just the tip, but it's the top. There's a lot of distress underneath, and it can be all across the family, but the people in the middle years, they're their parents, they're responsible. They're also in the sandwich generation now where they have to take care of their elder parents and their kids. And so a tremendous amount of stress. And very clearly, it's time not to accept this as just an inevitability. We don't know enough. You know, this has not been the area where there's been research. I mean, some of us do research in this area. But by and large, when there have been efforts, when there has been attention, it's been to youth suicide. But that's actually much, much, much smaller in terms of its the number of lives lost in the United States and in our region than suicide in the middle years.
Dr. Kane, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good to talk to you again.